a breaking news bulletin.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash.
11:30 this morning on K-Rock. Brand new music.
Okay.
From the 1975.
Yay! All right.
Ooh. 11:30, radio.com world premiere, brand new, the 1975. The song is called People, and you will hear it first anywhere at 11:30 this morning here on the world famous K-Rock.
Is it a cover?
I doubt it. Would that be crazy?
Amazing.
If they were covering Barbara Streisand? No, I don't think so. But we'll wait and find out. So 11:30 this morning, if you're a 1975 fan like we are, you definitely want to be listening to K-Rock on the radio or through radio.com. You guys ready for a little B-Mix's Guess?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya,
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
Yes.
Yeah, we reviewed it. It's fine.
I'm just saying. Some of those clips.
No need to change. They're good.
Don't seem appropriate.
Right, we checked. We ran it by the people that... Look at that.
Up on floor 17?
On floor 17.
And they improv. Up,
and they said, yeah, it's good.
This is a... I think this is a fascinating list, and, and I feel like Allie is going to start a fight if she doesn't get her way on this one, because I think this is a topic that you will become very passionate about, Allie.
Okay.
It's from Complex.com. They have ranked television's all-time best teen dramas. Teen dramas. Now, I should give you the caveat here that there is some comedy in these, but these are predominantly drama shows. In other words, you're not going to find That 70s Show or comedies like that in here, okay? So these are teen dramas, and there have been a lot of great ones over the years. What ranks in the top 10? That's what you need to find out if you're going to get a point and win the game. Bean makes his guest starts at the head of the table. Kevin, your first guest, please.
Dexter.
I really need to kill somebody.
That's not a scary show.
I don't remember any teens in Dexter. It is not a teen drama. I'm sorry. That one did not make the list. I have the top 20 in front of me.
It's not in the in like 13, 14?
Nowhere to be seen. I'm sorry. All right, Beer Mug. We're talking teen dramas. Were you a fan of the genre? Did you watch a bunch of these coming up like the rest of us?
Yeah, like in the 90s and stuff.
Okay. What do you like?
Beverly Hills 90210.
Number 10. Number 10 on the list of TV's best teen dramas.
Ooh, that changes things for me. Number 10?
You are on the board, Miss Ellen McKay.
I'm gonna fight if this isn't.
I told you, Ellen's gonna fight.
My So-Called Life.
Number 4. Wow. My So-Called Life. Number 4. Excellent. Well done. 1-1. Kevin, we go to you.
Children's Hospital.
What is
it? Has children in the name.
He's right.
Children's Hospital.
It's not. First of all, it's a comedy. Second of all, it has no teens. Third of all, it didn't even have children. That was the name of the guy who owned the hospital. It wasn't a hospital for children.
Agree,
you get that,
disagree.
Right? Okay. I'm sorry. No point for you, sir. Muggs, can you keep your streak alive?
Let's go Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven is an interesting yet wrong guess. Thank you, though. Adam McKay.
I loved it so much. Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek, number 8.
Wow.
Well done.
Ellie's
well
got number
done.
4 and 8.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Good stuff. Kevin.
South Park. Oh, my God, they killed Kenny. Like, there's a death in every episode.
Right, but they're elementary school.
Yeah, but teens can watch it.
Okay, that's not the point.
And it's grow up. Right. They're teens eventually. Not Kenny.
Not Kenny. Kenny doesn't grow up because he dies.
Poor Kenny. I feel like you're misunderstanding the topic.
Agree to disagree again.
Television teen dramas. Okay. I'm sorry. All right, Muggs, what say you? Allie's in the lead. Can you catch up?
Let's try to go. Let's go with Friday Night Lights.
Number 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Were you going to say that, Allie?
Yeah.
Number 3 on the all-time TV teen best dramas. That was a great show. Allie.
Buffy.
Number 2.
Vampire Slayer.
Number 2, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Nice.
You are good. All right, Kevin, we got time to go around 2 more times.
Teen Wolf.
Oh.
Boom!
That has teen right in the title, Kevin.
Is boom! It has it in the title!
Great guess.
Thank you!
Not in the top 20.
Wow. All right.
Not in the top 20.
Teen good Wolf!
Good show. Yeah. By the way, good show. Wouldn't have been mad at it being in here for compared to some of the ones that are, but it did
like
not make...
I'd like to see the list. I think Bean's lying.
It did not make Complex's list. All right, Muggsy.
One Tree Hill?
Oh, yes!
Number 6.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
One Tree Hill.
That was my next guess.
Getting the points.
Look at you. Are we tied again,
We are
Allie?
Tied.
All right, but you have a chance to go ahead.
Here's the thing. They were teens for like a minute. Felicity.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Maybe they didn't consider that a teen show
because
they were adults. Mm-hmm. I was looking for Gilmore Girls. I think same thing, is it really wasn't teens.
It
was
got it.
Families.
Okay.
All right. Kevin, your final guess, please.
Mr. Rogers.
I'm not even going to.
Soapy.
Tell me this isn't scary.
Ooh, no, soap suds all over me.
It's not a horror
and
topic.
My grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. Squirt it all over
That's
me.
That's not horror?
Soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds
off.
That's
not what the list is, though. It's
so you play.
Dramas.
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
That's for little kids. The show is for little kids.
Anyone can watch it.
Your final guess, you're still in it.
I believe I'm going to go ahead with this guess.
All right.
The... Mother effing O to the mother effing C.
Damn it.
Number 14.
Oh,
how's that not in the top 10?
Number 14. Ash Jensen, who hates the OC.
He is wrong.
All right, Allie, where are we in the scoring here?
We're still tied, Muggs and I.
So you win if you can get one in the top 10 here.
Where
am
I?
You are sorry, just outside anything.
Allie,
zero.
If this helps, number 9 is still available. Number 7 is available. Number 5 is available. Number 1 is available.
I can't figure out what number 1 would be. But I never watched this show, but it seems to be popular. Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars is a great guess at number 16, sorry to say.
Wow.
I think how are we missing number one?
This is like soccer. We're going to end in a tie.
Give me a hint with number one.
Number one was on for one season.
Oh, come on.
That's BS.
My God, Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks is number one. Number 2, Buffy. Number 3, Friday Night Lights. 4, My So-Called Life. Number 5, Veronica Mars.
I thought that, but I didn't think they were that young for that.
They were. Number 6, One Tree Hill. Number 7, Riverdale. Number 8, Dawson's Creek. Number 9, Stranger Things. Number 10, Beverly Hills 90210. Teens.
But I
then it's the Wonder Years, Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries, The O.C., Faking It. Do you remember that? The girls who
MTV
were the fake
show?
Lesbians on MTV.
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars, Degrassi, The Next Generation, Glee, Skins, and 13 Reasons Why.
I can't believe I didn't think of Freaks and Geeks. I apologize, Paul Feig and Judd Apatow.
great game. It's a tie this time around. This has been Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
We've got your tickets for K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1 coming up just after 8 o'clock if you'd like to see Beck.
Well, I mean, will you guys promise that you'll enter this with an open mind?
Jensen's the dick.
But no, first, our feature, Jensen is the dick.
Well, that's technically not the name of it. It's
Who's the dick?
Thank you.
Jensen.
No, at least pretend like I have an untainted jury, please.
What?
Okay.
Taint.
All I heard was taint.
The new hot name, taint. Okay. All right. This is very simple. I ran into some issues with a neighbor, and I need to know who's in the wrong.
All right.
Oh, my God. Kevin's ears perked up.
I am walking my dog, as I do every night and in the morning, and so I'm walking him, and he takes a poop.
Okay.
All right? Very easy. It seems simple.
Far, so good.
I think you might predict where this is going, right?
Was it on your neighbor's lawn?
Yeah, on my neighbor's lawn.
Okay. Right.
So I carry, as always, the little attachment of bags.
Uh-huh.
Open up the bag. Pick up the poop.
You don't look at it just as fertilizer?
No.
Kevin.
Then we would know who the dick is very easily.
Kevin.
It was fertilizer.
No.
Okay,
Pick up the poop.
Yeah.
Now in the bag. I'm walking back. And I would say there's about 15 houses in between this now tainted lawn and my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking, and on my way to my house,
I know what you're going to say.
I see a trash
can.
You're
a dick. You're a dick.
Hold on.
And I will tell you why.
Hold on. So I see a trash can, And I think to myself, I could easily wait another 10 houses, but the trash can's outside and is getting picked up in a day. So I open up the lid and throw the poop. And by the way, the bag is tied twice. Mm-hmm. It's knotted.
Twice.
I never even do it once anymore. Now
plus I welded it shut.
In a bow. Right. It's, okay. It's basically knotted. I opened up his trash can, okay. Throw it out, and the dude out loud yells, "Don't use my trash cans!" Okay. And I was like, okay. I didn't really know what to say. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, "You can't just throw your poop in any trash can." I was like, "Well, doesn't seem like a big deal, but all right, man, if you don't want me throwing out your poop." And then I went back home. And then
wait,
the next
did you
day,
take it back out?
No, I left it in there. And then the next day, I again used his trash can.
But you did that on purpose.
Well, yeah. Now I'm never not using his trash can.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I have people that throw their dog poop in our trash can.
Can we at least
when
address?
It's
is it knotted? Is it knotted?
This is before or after they've already come to take out the trash, and I'll get home right. And I'm about to bring my trash back, and I'll be like, "Wait, this already has stuff in it." It is now hot poo in our trash can for a week.
But it's a trash can.
It's still hot poo, and it's not
my
dog's hot
poo. Are you bringing it back in the house?
Yes, I bring it in the house.
The whole can? Just close it. Just close the lid.
Still smells. Every time I go and bring any trash down, I open it, and I'm like, oh, there's hot poo from five doors down.
All right, let me ask you a question.
You're now hot poo guy.
No, was not what I was the trash can full?
At that time, yes.
So it hadn't been emptied yet.
But I would like to address that I will not care from now on. Now I will put it in when there's nothing in it. So I haven't done that yet. I've done it only on a day before pickup and a day of pickup. So it's been immediately taken out. But right. I will leave it there for 5 days. Absolutely. Now I'm committed.
Now you are a future dick.
Well,
you understand.
I'd like to first address
the original act.
Correct.
Not a big deal if trash is going to be picked up.
So it
not
is
not a dick.
It is a it's contingent on when I drop it in. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, at some point did that person say stop using my trash can?
He did. He did the after the first time.
Okay.
And then I said sure.
Every time after that. By the fact, the way you didn't even take it out when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't think he has the power, to be honest. I don't think he has the power to tell me not to use his trash can.
It's his trash can.
Is it though?
Yes!
No, because the city could pick it up at any time. It's the city's property. It's not his property.
Oh, my God.
It's not his property. It's the city's property. Just we should state that fact now.
But, I mean, okay, are our trash cans.
Okay, if that's your thought,
well, it's
the city's property.
Yes.
I'm going to take all your trash cans, and I'm going to move them to my house, and now they're my trash cans, but really they're the city's.
But how would that connect?
She's using an example.
I have rented it from the city. It's the city's item. If you've taken my rental, I need to go get back my rental.
You're not renting it, though.
She took the city's. She didn't take yours. She took the city's.
Exactly.
Does it have dog poo in it?
Not yours, because you're a dick and you're dropping it in every house but yours.
I still am weirded out that I think you live in your trash can. How do you smell it so much? What are you, Oscar the Grouch?
A little bit.
Okay. I don't think I'm the dick. I think that in real life, I think he's the dick. Who cares, man? It's our trash cans. We don't care. I mean, it's like...
You don't care because it's not in your trash can.
No, it's like The Watchmen. It's like, who watches The Watchmen? Who cares?
What?
Listen.
What just
who cares?
I'm not positive.
Can soap always be clean? These are questions I ask. Do you have to clean soap?
Are you stroking out right now?
This is just obfuscation. Is that the right word? You're just trying to...
I'm filibustering.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Here's what I'm saying.
I
think we don't need anyone to clean the trash. The trash should be trash no matter what it is. Just allow my trash in your can and it will get them thrown out.
Okay, I think you are Squid.
That's
a Watchmen reference.
You're filibustering.
Wow.
Wait, did you vote?
Going back
did
to
you
that?
Vote?
I did.
Okay, Kevin.
Well, I mean, I voted on the original. You put it in his trash can.
Right. Not
now. Once he says, "Don't put it in my trash can." Jensen's the dick.
Mm-hmm. Nope,
Allie?
I think if they're about to come and pick up the trash, fine. However, now that you don't think trash cans belong to anyone unless it belongs to you,
right.
Because you totally changed halfway through, I say all of this is null and void. You're a huge dick. Jensen is a huge dick.
Well, I'd like that isolated, please. We'll take out a couple words.
Oh, we'll do it again. Don't worry about that. No worries.
Jensen's a dick, 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 Jensen's a dick, dick, dick. Jensen's a dick, dick, dick. Jensen's a big giant dick. Jensen's a dick, dick, dick. Jensen's a dick.
All right, wait, we have one phone call. Yeah. Let's make it to Bob in Woodland Hills. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Bob.
Bob?
Bob?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, yeah, we can Bob, hear you. You're there.
All right. You want to weigh in on this?
There's something you need to know.
Okay.
Besides the moral issue, there is a legal issue in that when your trash is at your curbside, it is considered public property.
Oh!
Just like any other public domain thing. So legally, yes, you can throw any garbage in there you want as long as it's not overflowing.
All right, but if the guy, if the owner says, please
doesn't
don't
matter.
Use my trash can,
public domain.
I'm not asking
that's
you.
The moral issue.
Bob, are
that's
you are you a trash can lawyer? Like, how do you have this info?
That's what I do for a living.
There he goes.
You're trash a trash can lawyer?
Yeah.
No, but you,
they're all trash can lawyers, aren't they?
When I was growing up, a news guy from one of the local stations where I grew up grabbed trash of his competitors and brought it out on the air to pick through it and see what they use and so forth.
Oh my.
And there was a big stink about it, pardon the pun.
The pun.
And and it turns out that, yeah, legally you could do that. Once trash is at curbside, you can do with it whatever
you want. Okay, but then when the owner says don't do it, then what? Dick or no dick?
Well, then you're a dick moral.
Dick!
No,
dick,
not legally.
Jensen's
not
a
legally.
Dick.
Bob is right.
Dick, dick, Jensen, you're a big dick.
In about 20 minutes, we're giving away tickets on for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor, plus the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes. You have to be 21 or over. Come up with a fan song, which describes to us why you need to be there instead of everybody else.
Yes.
And we will have that contest in about 20 minutes.
And you have to be 21 and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
plus
should.
Plus 21 and over.
Yep.
They should be calling soon, right?
Like, call, so they could call now,
we got to screen those bad boys.
Sure, they could call now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been giving you a heads up, so if you have your song ready,
yeah,
you can call now, 1-800-520-1067. All right, what do we got here, Omar? Is this the top 10?
First, that was well said. we have the top 10 intros of 2019, and they are from me.
The top 10, Omar.
Well said.
That was as well
that
said.
Was, you
well,
just
that
say.
Was yeah, you really yeah, set yourself right. up
it's
there.
It's catchy.
Uh-huh.
The top 10 Omar intros. The top 10 Omar intros. And I don't think I really. Really blow. The intros are the best thing on the show.
The
top
what?
10 Omar intros. And now it's time to let you the know. The top 10 Omar intros. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that one didn't make it.
That one didn't because that was done in like 2013, I think.
Oh,
but you guys,
what?
Hold on, we've kept that for 6 years.
I think so, something like that.
Wow, that's a bad choice.
Yeah, but you guys are slave drivers, by the way.
Are we?
So I was going through just the intros for this year, and I did 63 that I know of.
Wow, really?
Yeah, just intros for games and other various features
I
that we do on the show.
I will say we take Omar for granted. We just go, okay, here's the name of the thing.
Yeah.
Go do a jingle for it.
Yeah.
And he comes up with something, and I don't know how.
Every time. I legit, until about 6-7 years ago, I had nightmares because I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to be able to come up with an intro for whatever?
Right.
And then there was I could pinpoint the moment where I had the confidence enough because Ralph Garman said, hey, we're going to call this game A Slice of Nice Mice. Omar, go. And I created a badass intro for that. And then I was like, if I can make that work.
That one gave you the confidence for everything else?
I was just like, you know what? I think I can make anything kind of work. Sometimes things, you know, fail because, but I think my percentage is pretty good.
You hit well, yeah.
Yeah. See,
I mean, you bet 300 in the major leagues, you're considered good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're an all-star.
So at number 10, we did a game called Real Song, Fake Song. And I love in the intros when I insult the listeners.
Real song or fake song, but don't get it wrong, cause then you won't win ticks. You can do it, just don't be stupid. Real song or fake song.
By the way, for games which I could never, ever, ever win.
Right.
Ever. I just want to admit that. So.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us can.
Yeah. At number 9, I have, you know, and it's funny, each intro, something just pops in my head, and I go through, I have this little program where it's a sound library, and I type in, like, 80s or funk or whatever I'm feeling.
Okay.
So for this game, I just typed in, like, 80s. So this is my, like, 80s Omar, Ruben is so old intro.
Ooh.
Ruben is so old. The dude is, like, 73. Ruben is so old.
Hey, Ruben, can you hear me?
Ruben, you're old.
Also, people should know that working here, he is down the hall, and he has sort of a small little studio that he works out of. And if you walk by at any point and he is recording, it's just him standing and screaming into a microphone.
Yeah, he looks like a madman.
He looks like a madman.
By the way, this next, thanks for saying that, Jensen, because this next intro is an excellent example of that. Check out the end of this intro. This is called Famous Laughs.
Oh. If you win, you'll get tickets to the Joker movie.
And you know, so he gets home and his wife goes, what's wrong with your voice? Well, gotta be honest, I had to make an intro today.
In my studio, there's a window, and there's no blinds in my window.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I have like other people from like the Wave looking in and looking like, what is this guy up to? At number 7, we gave away tickets to see Tool, and this is Acting a Tool.
Jensen will rap a Tool song and he'll do it just for you.
Whoa!
But make sure you get it right, cause if not, you'll be blue. Acting a Tool, Acting a Tool. Come on, get it right, go see Tool. Hey kids, Tool is fun!
That's mocking Taylor Swift there.
Yeah.
My favorite game that we started this year is Meowyoki. I just love it to death.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Atlanta.
Exactly. We ripped it off from another radio station. So this is number 6, Meowyoki.
Meow, 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 meow.
What am I? By the way, that I can't believe that's not a number 1.
Yeah. It's
oh,
great.
Really?
It is one of the best.
Very good theme song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. At number 5, we did a game called Band or Clown, and anytime I get to incorporate a fart sound effect, I'm in.
Band or Clown, Band or Clown. If you don't win, you'll have a big frown. Band or Clown, Band or Clown. If you don't win, I'll take you to Brown Town.
We are currently in the heavy hitters, because that also could have been a 1.
A fart and a slide whistle.
Yes. Probably 2.
At number 4, you know, this is...
Yeah, we get it.
This is the year of Sexy Omar. You guys started calling me Homar, and I exude sex. I know this. Thank you very much.
It took us a long time to realize. Were you frustrated with us?
I was. I was like, don't you guys get it?
Yeah.
So I did a little sexy intro for Who Got the Grammy?
Don't you know who got the Grammy? Yo, who got the Grammy?
Sexy.
Nope. That one could have been higher on the list.
Maybe not even in the top 10.
How dare you. Number 3, we did this feature called Is It Racist? One of my favorite features that we started this year. And since it's mostly dealing with African-American issues, I decided to do the widest intro for this.
Is it racist? Come on and let me know. Let's all find out on Snow.
That's beautiful.
That's just kind of a bop.
That's really beautiful.
Thanks, I appreciate
sweet
that.
Sweet song.
At number 2, you were giving away tickets to see the Black Keys, and Jensen had the idea that I bring in my little baby girl's piano.
Yes.
And we would play either a white key or a black key, and that's what we called the game.
And that's what we did Is This Racist, too, right after that.
Is it a black key? Is it a white key? Is it a white key?
Good.
Okay, we got it.
We got it.
Okay.
All right.
Is it a white key?
Right, okay.
Is it a black
key? Is it a black key or a white key? Right, we got it.
Or is it a white
key? This is great.
Key? Is it a black key?
It's great.
And it goes on for another, like, 30 seconds.
It's great.
But you feel that emotion?
I mean, I felt it.
Thank you.
I can't... Again, is this number 1 we're coming up
yes.
on?
Yes.
Because a lot of these were bangers.
Thank you very much.
And I'm nervous.
We gave away tickets to see Bush at the Roxy, and we did a game called Women of the 90s. And
here's
me.
And what?
What?
I said, and what?
And here is me doing my best Eddie Vedder.
Women!
This is your best?
Oh, see, Bush, I'm an on an airplane, the rocks air. Oh, winter, now you're gonna go with a playoff.
You have to imagine, it's like when they finished the Sistine Chapel with like the last brushstroke and just looked back at it and went, I'm done here.
Yep. Yes.
And that's your top 10 Omar intros
that's
of 2019.
Nice job.
Top 10 Omar intros. Oh, yeah.
All right, we have tickets for both nights at the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor, along with the VIP Bud Light Platinum VIP passes.
Yes, these are sold-out tickets. You can't get them anywhere else. I don't know. Everyone should be calling for this.
Yes,
it's both nights and VIP.
You have to be 21 or over to call, but we need a fan song.
Yeah.
Your song about why you need to go to this concert this weekend.
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
And you need to go worse than everybody else that's calling in.
Right.
Yeah, it could be a rap, it could be a parody, it could be anything.
And trust me, if you're not a great singer or not a great rapper, don't let that stop
you.
No,
bring
the
passion.
As a matter of fact, dial quicker. We'd like to hear from you.
Also, because in real life, sometimes those are the winners.
Usually those are the winners.
Because we love the passion.
We love the passion.
Right. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number.
Look, is what I'm saying.
Now. Right.
I know what you're about to try to do here. You're about to try to embarrass me with some kid who plays the ukulele better than I do.
Why would I do that?
But here's what I'm going to tell you. I can play like that. I just don't feel the need to get the applause and go on Ellen and have everybody, look how good he is at the ukulele. For me, it's about the music, man.
When did Bean say he wanted to play the ukulele?
We're coming up in probably 8 to 10 months. Somewhere.
I feel, like September, October of last year.
So I bought him one.
Yeah.
I was very deeply committed to the idea of playing the ukulele.
100%.
I was so in that it was going to be my life going forward. I was going to look back on my deathbed at before ukulele and after ukulele.
Yeah, you were the guy who ordered one and took a picture with it day one. Like, time to start. All excited.
And how great of Kevin to not tell any of us, just, you know what, I'm going to order my partner, Bean. A ukulele. Just send it to his house. How lovely!
Just
Kevin.
As a surprise.
It was absolutely. It was a wonderful gesture, and I could not be more appreciative.
Couldn't start playing quick enough, right?
I mean, that was the plan. So I do still have my ukulele.
All right. Well, give us a song because then I want to play the ukulele, kid.
Oh, you want to hear some of my playing, and then we'll hear some of the kid.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Well, again,
he's going to do Bohemian Rhapsody. Go ahead.
All right, I haven't warmed up, though. You have to cut me a little bit of slack.
Okay.
I'm coming in cold this morning, okay?
All right.
And I demand complete silence.
Okay. Sure.
You get it.
I mean, that's what I got so far.
Oh my gosh.
I got to tell you, it was a clean note.
It was.
Thank you.
It was.
It was a beautiful note.
I've worked hard to get to this point. Now, what's Feng Yi doing? What's
Feng
he got?
Feng Yi is 11, and he's doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, I mean, that's technically better.
I mean, a little. I assume you're saving your best, though. Right?
Yeah, I'm building up to this, of course, yeah. He's how old? He's 81?
He's
11. He's been playing his whole life?
He's 11.
11, yeah.
He's 11 years old. All right, give us a bit of your next song.
Okay.
So exciting.
Now that was incorporating all of the strings.
I see.
Was it? Okay.
By the way, so that's big for me.
11-year-old Feng Yi doing Rolling in the Deep on his ukulele.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bean.
Oh, my God.
I hope he breaks a string.
11-year-old Feng Yi doing Uptown Funk. Did I mention he was 11?
You did. Several times.
Playing the instrument you have in your hands.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Hey, Feng Yi, I can get sex, dude, okay?
again, 11.
That's what 11. I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You're age shaming him?
I am. He thinks he's all that. But I got some things on my side, too, bud.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Kit's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
All right, Dean, last one. Give us your big closer. Give us your big closer. The best one that you have that's going to blow people away.
Well, my big closer is when I put it back in the case.
Comedian Jay Moore joins us next hour here on The Kevin DeBean Show. And don't forget, we've got more tickets for you to see 21 Pilots in Las Vegas. It's K-Rock Road Trip 2019, destination number 5. Details at krock.com. Jensen, with paternity leave and vacation and everything, I feel like it's been a minute since we've had a new get up on this, but I'm very excited to hear what you're going to introduce us to today.
You should be. I feel like I've been sitting on this one for now 2 weeks. Bean is going to love it, but this is my get up on this.
Get up, get on up, on this. Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up,
get on up, on this.
Get up,
get on up, on this.
As you know, I believe there is too much TV. I think you should feel the same exact way. Too many options out there, so I'm here to lessen the chances of you picking something bad and instead picking what I think is the television show of the year.
Wow.
If you listen to Kevin and Bean or K-Rock at all, you will appreciate this show. It is currently on Showtime, and it is called Shangri-La.
Yay! Not heard of it.
Bean's already seen it?
I haven't seen it, but it's on my list. It's the Rick Rubin documentary series.
It is, and it is better than you could even imagine. It is a four-part documentary written and directed by Morgan Neville, who you don't recognize his name, but he is one of the best documentarians working today. He did 30 Feet from Stardom, which was so great background singers.
10 Feet from Stardom.
Is it 10 feet?
Yeah.
However far it was.
In my opinion, they should be further back. and the Smash
Or 20. Maybe it was 20, Jensen.
Really?
I think it was 20.
Split the difference. listen, he also did the Smash Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which everyone loved.
Fantastic.
So
but
this
it was
guy,
Won't You Live Adjacent.
Right.
It's different.
Won't You Be 30 Feet from My House. Well, this new project details and goes deep with super producer Rick Rubin and his storied Malibu studio recording, his recording studio. For those who don't know, while in college, Rick Rubin, alongside Russell Simmons, founded the record label Def Jam and in turn discovered acts like Run DMC, Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, and since has had an insanely eclectic career.
There's almost nobody you could mention that he hasn't worked with.
Absolutely.
Exactly, and I was thinking about this. I don't think there's a producer ever who has worked with more K-Rock artists.
Yeah,
and I don't necessarily mean like we play that song, but I don't think anyone has had their hand in albums that K-Rock plays more than Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
He's worked with Slayer, Linkin Park, Andrew Dice Clay, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jay-Z, Eminem, System of a Down. That is that goes across every genre.
Yeah, there's no genre that he's in. Just every band wants him to help.
It's nuts.
And maybe even most famous for the resurrection of Johnny Cash's career, too.
That's right.
On top of all of that.
A lot of talk about that in the documentary. Now, Shangri-La is what he calls his Malibu property and workspace, which at one time housed Elvis, Bob Dylan, and the band. You see it in The Last Waltz. It's a storied house and kind of acreage in Malibu that involves so much musical history. It also, oddly, housed Mr. Ed during his career.
Really?
It did. But now it's ruled by Rick Rubin, who mostly walks around at barefoot, working with different artists. Now, I know people who've worked with Rick Rubin before, and one of the knocks on him is, what does he do for you? People are kind of confused because he's not a musician, per se.
Right.
He doesn't get in and move around. He just sits in the back, barefoot, laying down. So this is a common thing known about him,
right,
is that he lays down in the back of the studio and really just gives you vibes and helps you work. He's almost a therapist.
It feels like, from talking to other people about him, like he will take an idea and make it a crazy great idea.
Or do very little and still do a lot.
So, I remember Jensen in the outstanding Dixie Chicks documentary.
Yes.
They went through that with him because he just sits in the room and just, you play, and he stops you when something's good.
Yeah, and sometimes you might think he has no musical knowledge. He just sort of sits there.
Yep.
But that is that's his aura, and that's what the whole documentary is about. What Shangri-La means to him.
Is that on now?
It is. You can stream all of them on Showtime.
Oh, excited.
Okay, so in each episode, you learn the history and the current state of Shangri-La. You also learn so much about the wildly strange Rick Rubin. He's a genius, but also has like a personal Sherpa, and he's very, very odd. Loves pro wrestling, watches it religiously every week.
Doesn't he meditate like many hours a day, too?
2 hours a day.
Yeah.
He gets into cold ice baths every single day.
Wow.
He has a house that is just, this is Shangri-La where you record. It's all white. There's no art on the walls and no furniture or items anywhere near the studio.
He's such a weirdo genius.
It's unbelievable. It's devoid of anything so the creativity can flow through you. As you find these small details out, you follow Ruben in conversations and recording sessions with those who stop by that include Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend, Little Yachty, Flea, LL Cool J, Leon Bridges, SZA, Santana, David Blaine, Tyler the Creator, David Lynch, Mike D, McConan, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, the late Mac
That's
Miller.
Crazy.
It is a Gerard Carmichael, entrepreneur stop by. It is the weirdest but best show of the year. Ruben also has an on-site library of his entire life. It's chronicling everything he does from the history of meditation and yoga to letters between him and Johnny Cash as to what songs they would cover.
Wow.
And it's run by the USC Annenberg Library people.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Throughout the documentary, you see some very cool recreations of Rick's life through actors and puppets. You even get in...
I'm sorry, did you say puppets?
That is true.
You said actors and
puppets. Puppets.
And animation. There's an interview with his NYU college roommate that tells you about what it was like living in the dorm that Def Jam was created from. The kid who plays Rick as a child is bald and has a fake long beard.
I love this so much.
It made me laugh every time. Another amazing scene is when Ezra from Vampire Weekend, who worked with Rick on the new album that we love so much, worried that one of his new songs sounded too much like that Smash Mouth song about Shrek. You hear about Flea's heroin addiction, how he started playing bass. You hear about Rivers Cuomo and a never-released Weezer cover of Tony Braxton's Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You get introduced to new African protege of Santana's. You hear why Rick Rubin engulfs himself in ice baths with surfer Laird Hamilton.
Yep.
His life is crazy. Let's listen to a quick clip. This is artists talking about the first music they heard. You'll hear Tyler the Creator, LL Cool J, and Chuck D.
That's like Janae's first album, Faith and Mary J. Blige's first album, Erica's first album.
And was that your parents listening to?
That was my mom. It started off with, you know, OJ's and Teddy Pendergrass and you know, a little We Will Rock You kind of mixed in there. My mom's is Motown Stax Atlantic.
And she was controlled. She was the DJ in the house.
Pretty much. Meaning you don't go outside until you finish these chores. So you're forced to listen. And it plays over and over. And don't touch that record player.
You know I'm a huge supporter of what Mac Miller did in his career.
Yep.
And you see some recording sessions between Mac and Rick Rubin in the documentary, and Rick goes through all the artists who've passed away in his career, which is insane amounts, from Jam Master Jay on. He says nothing hurt him as much as Mac Miller.
Mm. I got to tell you, we've talked to him a couple of different times trying to get him on the show, and he's couldn't be a kinder, nicer, gentler soul that doesn't want to get up early. and doesn't have to.
Yeah, it makes sense. He wakes up late. I think you get that in the documentary. This is the most fun I've had while watching TV this year. 4 hours of Rick Rubin and Shangri-La information.
Shut up and take my money.
That's awesome.
You will love it. I couldn't recommend it more. All the episodes can be streamed to watch at Showtime currently. It is called Shangri-La from Morgan Neville and Rick Rubin. And that is this week's Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up, get on up.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Guys, the king of Long Beach is here. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias has rejoined us on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock, fluffyguy.com. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I am doing fantastic.
How's Long Beach?
Long Beach is good. We actually drove all the way here on the streets.
Oh, because the freeways are so messed up?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was bad. I put on Waze, and it just flipped me off. It really did.
Waze is running out of options on where to send people.
By the way, I'm not a fan of Waze. Yesterday, it was trying to take me to 405, which was closed. And I kept driving a different way, and it would say, take the next right, take the next right, take the next. It was arguing with me.
Trying to screw you up.
Yes. Mm. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
405 looked good right when I got on it, and then it was like, yeah, no. Exit Normandy, and then streets the whole way.
Wow.
Well done. I appreciate that you didn't just give up and turn around and go home.
And you got here on time, even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a miracle.
Check me out.
Look at me. You're a miracle.
Heck yeah. How many air miles do you have a year, Fluff?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to figure out what a guy like you who's always performing, what kind of plan you must have.
We don't fly commercial anymore.
So whoa!
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
That is what you call a flex.
He walked in and he's like, will someone ask me how many air miles I have? I'm like, that's weird. Okay, sure, Fluffy.
So you only fly on your own plane. That is living the dream.
Let me tell you guys why. The only reason I fly private is because of my dogs. I fly private because of my dogs. Otherwise, I'd fly commercial. I love my dogs.
You don't need to defend yourself from flying private.
Oh, my God. I'm thrilled that you're in private.
Nobody deserves it more than you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. You work hard.
Well, you were just – I love following you on Instagram because you're constantly posting really random things, and you just found TikTok, which, good Lord, no one needed to be on TikTok more than you. But, my God, you were just in snow.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Let's see. This past weekend, we did Boise, Idaho, Billings, Montana, and Casper, Wyoming, which was a whopping 1 degree.
What?
I've never seen one. Just one.
Wow.
As it's in the 90s here, you are in snow.
Yes.
In 1 degree.
Ugh. 1 degree.
I mean, have you
still in shorts?
Yeah. Had you ever like I grew up out here, you know, like I've never left. I've only been in snow like 3 times ever in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that how you are? Or since you've traveled, like you one is that still crazy to you? 1 degree?
1 degree. Well, that was bad planning on our part.
You think
we thought, you know, because seriously, in Wyoming the temperatures jump, you know, one day to the next. It's like they told us, oh yeah, it was real. It was like 60 2 days ago. And I'm like, oh, my God.
How does that help me now?
This is early for snow.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It was snowing and it was 1 degree.
It was 1 degree. And there's antelope in the parking lot.
Can you be funny
what?
If it's...
There's antelope in the parking lot. Just chilling.
Do people laugh in 1 degree? Like, that's a good question.
We're not doing the show outside.
Oh, okay. I did wonder why it was an amphitheater, but I get it now.
Yeah,
okay,
no. The antelope found him hilarious.
Yeah. Fluffy, name those three cities again. Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana, Boise, Idaho, Casper, Wyoming.
So you know where to find all the Latinos in America. You have nailed it.
You know, it was surprisingly enough, it was mostly just as white as the snow. It's pretty
white. Well, Fluffy's for everybody. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I get around, but if anyone's going to find the brown people, I guess it would be me.
But while you were there, at some point you had to say, this is not a good, I don't like this 1 degree thing.
I wasn't happy with the temperature, but you know what? When you got a bunch of people that are excited, that are willing to drive through a snowstorm to come watch you perform, that says a lot.
Big time.
Yeah. That says a lot.
To pay to watch you.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
So what do you play when you go on the road in cities like that? You play theaters, right? A couple of thousand people?
All three were arenas.
Arenas? Are you kidding
me? I know, right?
Private jets. Arenas.
Gabriel.
Somebody has to fill in for Kevin Hart while he's, you know, MIA.
That was messed up of you to drive his car off of the side of the
road. Oh, man.
I mean, it did get you into arenas in the private jet, but I don't think it's good long-term.
My big ass could not fit in a Barracuda.
By the way, speaking of arena shows, don't forget Gabriel is playing at the Staples Center on December the 27th and the Honda Center on December 28th. Are there still any tickets available for that? I know we announced it a bit ago.
The Honda Center is sold out. Staples Center is still available.
A few left. Okay, you can go to fluffyguy.com. You are still doing Mr. Iglesias as well?
Yes, we're taping the show right now, right down the street at Netflix. We're doing 12 episodes, and this is a hiatus week. So, of course, I'm working.
You have to work, of course.
Of course you are.
You can never take time off.
Jensen, ask Fluffy about the new Netflix controversy, since he has a show.
Would you want people... And I don't want no one show them your face to think how it is. People want to watch it at 2 times the speed. Would you allow them to watch the show faster?
It's an idea that networks is looking
Netflix,
at.
Yeah.
Netflix, sorry.
You can play it twice as speed. I didn't know about that.
They're testing it.
I mean, you know, I guess if you're high, that might be interesting. it might make certain shows better.
But you think it would miss all of the comedy, though?
Twice the speed.
But
definitely sounds like a TikTok app right there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's about time. I mean, like, so much of it's about the line read and stuff.
Yeah.
You'd be missing all of that.
But do you have to laugh
twice as fast?
I
personally wouldn't do it. But, but if you're watching a show that has, you know, a live studio audience like mine, I think that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Weird once, right?
I mean, weird altogether.
I'd try it just to see what it sounds like.
Right. Yeah. But then you go back to watching it.
Yeah, everything about it is weird.
It's crazy.
I do love, Gabriel, that you can actually do the voice without even having the technology.
Yeah.
That was very impressive. I love it.
Have you noticed that people, like, have been watching, like, when you go to places like Billings and stuff like that, has Netflix gotten into new homes for you in that way for the show?
You know what's crazy is all the places that that this TV show is hitting is all outside of the U.S. So, example,
is that right?
The number one market for Mr. Iglesias' TV show is India. Number two is South Africa. Three is Australia.
You ever stop and try to figure that out?
Why?
I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people, but...
does that mean now you have to set up tours out there and stuff?
Oh, I already go.
Oh, you already go.
Yeah, yeah.
Private jet.
No,
he's
overseas.
Arenas overseas. Gabriel Iglesias, everyone.
I don't think he's flying private.
Oh, okay.
Overseas.
I've never felt so douchey.
Listen,
you should feel accomplished and grateful.
No, you deserve it.
We're fans and you deserve it.
You do.
You deserve it. We're not making fun of you, I promise.
Thank you.
No, we think it's good.
It's awesome.
Also,
can I get a ride?
I was going to say, I would love to fly back east for Thanksgiving.
If I'm going, you're more than welcome.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow. I'm now booking you in Boston.
And by the way, dogs on the flight, Allie.
That's the best.
How many dogs do you have?
Two Chihuahuas.
Two Chihuahuas. Yeah, it doesn't take up that much room.
No, but one of them usually is always hanging out in my jacket.
Okay.
She's tiny.
That's adorable. Aww.
I love my dogs.
You ever accidentally step on her or sleep on her or anything like that?
No, my dogs have good instinct, and they know that, you know, when daddy moves, they move. they're really good.
All right, fluffyguy.com is the website, on Twitter, @fluffyguy. More with our guest, Gabriel Iglesias. The legend himself is here. We'll return right after this on K-Rock. Reminder, if you were listening this time yesterday to our breakfast with Green Day, but you did not hear the whole thing, you can hear the entire interview and performance on K-Rock HD2 starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Also, you can watch it if you're near a computer and want to see the webcast in its entirety for 24 hours straight at krock.com. So that information is all available for you as well. You guys, Fluffy is here.
Yes.
Great Gabriel Iglesias.
El gordito. El más chulo de la mañana.
They're all here. All the voices in his head are
all
here.
All those people.
Some seats still available for the show at Staples Center December 27th. If you want to see one of the great comedians in the world today on stage, the Honda Center sold out on the 28th, fluffyguy.com. We were talking yesterday, Gabriel, that we've had you in a bunch of times, and you've been very kind, very generous with your time, and we felt like we had asked you all the questions that we needed to know, but then Jensen had a great idea that we start asking you questions that the rest of the world wants to know, things that we haven't even thought about.
That's right. I don't like doing work at home. I feel like I have, you know, enough time here in the station. I don't need to take my work home. So rather than write out my own questions, we wanted to try something where Google gets to ask you questions, and this is called You Autocomplete Me.
When I go on the computer and I try to search something,
Gabriel Iglesias,
the autocomplete finishes it for me. It's the strangest thing.
What?
So let's start typing and searching. Oh, what will it be?
I don't know.
Hey, you, what do you do? You autocomplete me.
So we basically start off a question like, why is Gabriel Iglesias? How do I get Gabriel Iglesias to? You know, we start the question, but then we let Google finish it for us. OK, so the first one.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, I might have done it.
Okay.
I might have.
All right, so then these should be easy to answer. The first one.
Well, he might have a Google alert on his own name.
Right. I mean, for good reason. First one. Why is Gabriel Iglesias Pikachu? So I figure this is a joke bit that I did find online.
Yeah, it was an old bit from like 10 years ago where I said, that's why I don't wear yellow. Because if I wear yellow, I'm either Pac-Man or Pikachu.
But that joke seems to have stuck around forever.
Yeah, and by the way, these are current
results. These are within the first top three of every question that gets asked. So that means these are the most common things Googled about you.
Very cool.
Someone goes in and goes, why is Gabriel Iglesias Pikachu every day?
That's crazy.
If
they knew about the bit, they would know what it is.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to Google it.
Yeah, it's very strange.
That is strange.
All right, moving on.
Let's see.
What did Gabriel Iglesias play in Coco?
That was a.
That's a question someone asks every single day on Google.
You were a voice in the Pixar movie, right?
Yes, okay. So how far did you go into it before you completed it?
What did Gabriel Iglesias?
What did Gabriel Iglesias?
That's it.
Okay.
Play in Coco.
I played the. I guess it would be the. Not caretaker. He's the a social worker.
Mm-hmm. For the boy.
Yeah. So I'm. I play the character that gives him the leaf and says, "You must take this to the other side and get your friend."
Oh man.
So it's the little tiny dude with the poker chip hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the best gig ever? The VO.
Yeah, it's so awesome. It's like you show up, and, you know, you can be in pajamas. You don't got to shave. You just you don't memorize lines. They direct you. You do it, a few times. They feed you.
Sweet.
Also, Coco is the greatest movie.
It was so awesome.
I'm tearing up thinking
about
it.
Yeah, just being
Coco.
A part of that has got to be a career highlight.
All right, moving on.
Definitely.
It gets harder. How did Gabriel Iglesias, dot, 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 get
murder fam- his wife.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That is not on the sheet. That was much lower on the list.
No, oh, sir.
How did Gabriel Iglesias get famous?
How did Gabriel Iglesias get famous?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. I ask myself that every day. Because, you know, it's not one just one particular thing that mm-hmm. went viral and all of a sudden, oh, he's got a career.
Yeah.
It's been, I started in 1997, just telling jokes at a bar and then little by little going on the road and then hitting comedy clubs.
What was the crowd like in that bar?
You know what?
It had to be awful.
It was a biker bar in Montebello.
Hey!
Oh, my God,
it was
love
a biker bar.
Not the Quiet Cannon?
No, Quiet okay. Cannon was like, if you got lucky and got a gig on the weekend.
Oh,
yeah, that's lucky.
That was like, ooh, yeah, no, I performed at this place during the week. It was
Wednesdays. Oh, my God, like a Wednesday night at a biker bar, and there's little Gabriel Iglesias trying out his jokes.
And you know what? Ignorance is bliss, because I had no idea how dangerous it was. the benefit was is that the hospital was right across the street, so if you got shanked, you know.
Walk over.
Just convenient. Walk over.
What was the, do you know what, you like, was it a TV first break, or was there something that sort of was the most eyes on you?
I remember for a while I was doing a TV show on Galavision, the Spanish
sure.
channel, mm-hmm. but it was comedy in English on a Spanish network, which okay. is the weirdest thing. But they didn't have a whole lot of content, so they constantly played the comedy show.
Sure.
Over and over.
So it was just, you know, they would always play me, and that's how I got my first little following.
Amazing.
Interesting.
And then when I did my one-hour special, my Hot and Fluffy, mm-hmm. that one took off.
Great. What year was that?
2007.
Wow.
And then 2009 or 10, you were a judge for me on a KTLA comedy contest.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Yes, it was over at the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
It sure was.
Did you win?
No, he was a judge.
Oh.
But... I was the host, sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
no, I wasn't doing comedy.
I was like, did you win this thing?
I was just hosting
it. Can we get video and audio
God,
immediately?
God, no.
I remember that because I took my mom to that.
You and Lonnie Love were the judges.
Yeah.
You were wonderful. And that you were still like on your way up getting to be super famous. And I'm like, he doesn't.
Look, he doesn't need to be here
That's
today.
True. Right, right.
That's true about today,
right.
too.
All right.
By the way, I think another thing that I credit is I always looked at opportunities and tried to make the best of them. So mm-hmm. if somebody offered me something, you know, nine times out of ten, I'd say, yeah.
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 Just get up.
Thank God you did. Yeah.
Do an interview? Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Want to go over here and do a show?
Tell you, there's no one more positive than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel really like you're so positive every time we see you. And when they ask you if you want to do something, you're like, yeah, why not?
It's an opportunity. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I got my bad days, too.
Sure.
Everybody has. But
you stay inside when you have a bad day?
I try to, but I get hungry, so I need to hit the drive-thru.
A guy named Tim, real quick, wants to know if Tortilla was the spot in Montebello.
Yep.
He used to see you back in the day.
Tortilla.
I didn't want to be stereotypical and say the name of the place, because then you guys are like, well, of course he played at Tortilla.
Well, Tim Galindo, he was there. Okay.
All right, last question. When is Gabriel Iglesias, and this was the number one Googled question when I typed it in.
When is Gabriel Iglesias?
Yesterday.
Yes, when is Gabriel Iglesias coming to Ohio?
Interesting.
Are you going there soon?
Really? I go to Ohio a lot.
See, isn't that weird though that most
Why do you go to Ohio a lot?
Because they pay me a lot and a lot of people show up.
It's a good place for you.
Whether Kevin
it's
doesn't Dayton understand or comedy. Like, why would you go to that
As
state?
Compared to other states, it seems like...
Yeah, is Tortilla franchise there?
Yeah, right? There's a lot of fairs, comedy clubs, theaters, arenas, and mm-hmm. so I'm always doing shows in Columbus or Cleveland. They just had the Ohio State Fair not too long ago. And
people want to know, man.
Okay. Yeah.
That was you.
So to answer the question, soon.
There you go.
Hey, you, what do you do? You auto-complete me.
He is Ohio's number one comedian,
nice.
You guys. You can see him at Staples Center December the 27th.
Yeah, watch out, Chappelle. Watch out, Chappelle.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
And, of course, the Netflix original series, Mr. Iglesias, season one available now. Season two currently in production. Fluffy, God bless you, man. We love you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
On,
I'll see you okay, so here's the thing. I feel like this could have been a who's the dick, but in my opinion, I know I'm right.
Yeah, well, the rest of us go ahead and throw it open to the room.
Okay, here we go. I needed a storage unit, like an actual box.
Who's the dick?
No. Here we go. This box, it's like I needed it to be leveled because I needed it to take up as little space as possible mm-hmm. but put as many things in it. And I thought to myself, what would be a perfect, you know, solution for that? And I thought Christmas ornament boxes.
Okay.
So I was like, that's perfect for storage. Doesn't need to be for Christmas ornaments. And it's close to Christmas, so I'm going to go, you know, try to find them.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know where to go look.
Well, I go online to the Container Store. I go and I find the exact one I want, a perfect one at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I immediately look in the computer for store pickup so I can get it quicker than Amazon. Amazon almost only promised it to me by the end of the month, basically.
Yeah.
And so I go, well, perfect. I need it now. They have 34 of them.
You checked my, yeah, how many they had.
Okay. My store in Canoga Park. I go, that is... absolutely, that's it. So I drive down there, and I go to the storage, you know, the space with containers. Yeah. I go up there, and I ask the woman, and she's no help at all. She says, we don't have those. I said, well, it says on the computer that you have 35 of them. And she goes, well, they might be downstairs in the seasonal section. I'm like, okay. So I go downstairs to where, you know, Christmas stockings are. And I wouldn't say it's a large section right now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty small. It's just starting.
Right, it's just starting.
And so I go up to customer service, and I say, listen, I just walked through the seasonal. A woman upstairs sent me. It's not there, and I need you to look at this. And so they look at my phone, they type in the SKU, and they say, we don't have any. I go, that's not true. Let me show
By
you.
By the way, it's very possible that there's a computer error or they just put it wrong on on the site. No, it's possible.
It's possible,
it
but is. I don't
you
see
didn't
it
buy
likely.
It.
Yeah, okay. I don't see it likely. So I show them, and I say, here's where it says 35 on my phone, on the computer. And they go, okay, let me check. Oh, you know what? It says 35, but when I click it, it says zero. And I said, that's not where I'm not leaving.
So,
oh my God!
Because wow! Now, look, because here's what the thing is: we're at.
You
now,
start screaming about bagels at this point.
Who's no. the dick?
We're at 15 to 20 minutes now inside the store. Okay, and so I'm immediately thinking to myself, I know it's here. I know it's here, and these people just want to pass me off.
Maybe they want to pass you off, but you don't know it's there.
But no one's actually trying to find it. No one has stood up and looked in the sections. No
okay,
one's done
well, I can
a thing.
See that's a little annoying.
They're just going off of the idea that when you click it, it says zero. I see 35.
Right.
So I'm.
You see what you want to see, man.
All right.
And they see what they want to see.
It gets to about 15 to 20 minutes of me just talking
to
these people.
How are you not gone?
Danielle, by the way, is just tapping her foot. She's so angry.
Stewing. Yeah.
And so I look at her and I go, I'm too involved. I'm too pot committed. We have to figure this out. So the guy gets on and he goes, you know what? I'm going to get the manager. She might know why this is happening.
That's just them passing you right off to someone else.
Now, you would think the manager comes immediately. I'm so invested, I don't leave. But it takes so long for the manager to get there that the customer service rep got on the phone twice and said, you're coming down here, right, to see this guy.
Wow. And you're just standing around for all this because you have so little in your life beyond a Christmas ornament box.
I don't think he can see past that box.
People are infuriated.
No, I have full blinders on for this Christmas ornament box. So the manager comes up and she says, this is strange. She says, you know what? It might be because you're shopping for Christmas early. You know, we usually put these out a little later.
But that's why you looked online.
Right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's why I answered that. I said, you know what? I did believe that. But since it said 35 online, she says, you know what? I don't think we have them. And I go, I think you do.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is it a standoff?
It's a standoff. So now we're not, neither of us are really talking to each other. We're just, and I saw like a tumbleweed pass her. Like I heard like,
come on.
Did you both have a holster and
a
gun?
I was like, who's going to draw first? Yeah.
As somebody that has worked in retail,
yes.
Would you like to know what I would have done at
sure,
that point?
Sure, absolutely.
I would have said, sir, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me go check in the back.
Great. Right. And by the way, that would have helped
Hold
me.
On, let her finish.
It would have helped.
Yeah.
But I would have gone in the back, talked to my friends in the back that were also pulling this mm-hmm. and been like, this D-bag, like, he thinks that, like, oh, he's like, oh, no, you're wrong. I got it here on my little phony thing. Mm-hmm. And then I probably would have had a smoke.
Right.
I don't even smoke.
Right. You would have started, for
yeah,
me.
Yeah. I would have been like, oh, who brought cookies? Oh, I wonder if this
what
was
What percentage
Jenny.
Of the time, and maybe this is a better call-in topic, mm-hmm. do you think that happens? Where they go, let's go look.
Oh, every retail job I've ever had.
Really?
If you were a D-bag, I always said, let me go check the back. And then I just stood back there for 5 minutes, came out, and I was like, oh, bummer. They're
so
all gone.
Sorry.
Well, luckily for me, the woman finally said, I swear there was silence of 30 seconds. And she looked at me and she says, you know what? It might be in the back. It might be in storage because we haven't taken out all the Christmas stuff yet. And it's been clocked in, but we haven't put it on the floor.
Here we
go. I go, great, thanks.
All right.
So I stand there and Danielle's like, I can't believe it. She's literally just like disgusted.
She should be in the car on the way home.
She called like a lawyer, talked about divorce papers. It was, and so we're standing there and no exaggeration. I want to make sure people think I'm not, you know, giving a hyperbole because I'm on the radio. 20 minutes pass. So I'm there now.
Wait. 20 minutes total or
no,
after she went?
After she left. I'm now there 45 minutes.
So she's having like a couple of cigarettes.
I thought, but I needed to commit. I was committed.
You
I needed her to come back and say to me it wasn't there. I wasn't leaving without the answer.
Had she come back and said to you it wasn't there, would you have left?
Yes.
Or would you still be there
no,
right now?
No, I probably would have left then because I felt like I was, you know, she would probably
Someone
be like, let
tried.
Me go check again. And now she's just making me stay. She hobbles back, hobbling dust all over her apron.
Oh, no, she's crawling through the storage trying to find stuff.
There's, like, soot on her, like a 1920s chimney sweep. And she's dragging her foot almost in pain. And she's holding...
Does she have a miner's helmet on with a little light?
Honestly, it would have been on brand for her. She's holding two of them.
Oh!
And
oh,
she
wow.
goes... like, dust kicks out of her mouth as she coughs. And she goes, I found two. And I thank God. She goes, I didn't know if you needed one or two. I needed two. I would,
she just wanted to
way,
get rid of you.
Had she brought back one, I would have sent her back. I need two. And so she hands over the two, and I take it, and I go, thank you. And she just with a straight face is like, I have to go fix up the back again. So she then had to go back
she tore it
and
apart.
Fix it all. Anyway, the ornament boxes are perfect. It's exactly what I needed.
But I hope after all of that, what you said instead was, you know what? I don't like these. I don't really care for these. Do you have these in another color?
These are smaller than I thought.
This is Keisha Guerrero. Just got from Laverne. Just got two tickets to see Panic at the Disco at the Forum or at Honda Center and qualified to see Wheels Up Destination Number 4, which is Panic at the Disco in London, England.
That's a good deal right there. It's a good deal.
Yep.
We've been looking forward to talking to Dr. Drew because we have a medical emergency here at K-Rock right now. We have a health crisis. And we absolutely need some guidance on this. Dr. Drew, first of all, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'll be airlifted over this afternoon.
Oh, thank God.
With a team of attorneys.
Yes, attorneys and hazmat suits for everyone.
Well, you're going to have to wear those masks, you know, those air filtration masks.
Right.
You're going to need to wear immediately you need to get one of those on.
Okay.
And if the powers that be have some issues with that, after all, you're not going to be that easily heard through those masks trying to broadcast on the radio. Right. It may interfere a little bit. You tell them it's on them. It's on them. They got to correct the problem.
Dr. Drew, I'm wearing one now, and I need to know, pretty much I need to know, are we in grave danger?
Well, you could be, right?
All right, here's what's going on. Let me tell Dr. Drew what's going on. And by the way, you can go to the Kevin and Bean Instagram account, at Kevin and Bean, and see the team coverage that we put up, including Nicole Alvarez and Megan Holliday and Stryker and Klein.
Because we're all going to be gone in a week.
Because we're all going to be gone. And Kevin, if I recall correctly, you were wearing a surgical mask.
I was, yes.
As you started.
But for comedy. I didn't realize I needed it.
You needed it, right. We have a leak here in the building. Even though we're on the second floor of a high-rise in the Miracle Mile, we have a leak of epic proportion to the point where you hear, as you walk down the hall, you hear the carpet squish. This is not just a tiny little bit of water. This is deeply penetrated water on this carpet.
But at least it's only been there since it started raining a week ago.
Yes. It's very, very bad, Dr.
I think you need a different word than leak, don't you?
Yes.
It sounds like something trickling in. This is a deluge.
Yes, it's a deluge.
We haven't talked about this.
It's a waterfall.
Forget the risk of black mold. How about just drowning?
Didn't even think about that.
So when we saw that story and then we coupled it with the big story that's been in the news at LA City Hall, where they have the same thing. They're ripping up all the carpets because they all got wet. They developed a rat problem as a result of that. And rats mean what, Dr. Drew? Fleas. And then after
typhus.
That, it was typhus left and right. Everybody down there getting typhus.
Yeah, and that is all throughout Los Angeles. That is the risk. Ugh. So the rats get in and eat all the whatever, the mold and the decomposing drywall, whatever's out there, whatever debris you guys leave around. and those are right outside waiting for you guys. I mean, those rats carry typhus. They will come in. And what I've told you before is by summertime, a new infectious disease will emerge with it, which is also something that the rats naturally carry. It's called Ursinia. But the typhus is inevitable. So you guys...
Inevitable?
I don't know what you
Wait,
do.
Are inevitable? There,
are there animals nearby that you can sort of control the flea?
I mean, beer mug.
Okay, good. Get him a flea collar. Get him a flea collar. I'm not kidding.
He needs more than that.
And everyone wear DEET. And it's really...
I don't feel like there's animals here. I don't even feel like there's rats.
Yeah, but there are rats. I guarantee there are rats in the walls.
Yeah, it's got to be rats.
I guarantee there's rats everywhere. Yes, there's rats everywhere, and they are attracted to mold and water and things like that. They sit around. Dr. Drew, this morning we started talking about typhus, and Jensen kind of laughed and thought, you know, nobody's gotten typhus since the pirate days, okay?
Oh,
we
no.
had, we had listeners days. Call in that had typhus. We had listeners call in who had had scarlet fever, who had had trench mouth, who had had sure. dengue fever.
What was Kawasaki disease?
Yeah. Kawasaki disease.
Yeah.
Hoof and mouth. I mean, it's just like everything is going around out there, and we now feel like, I mean, I'm terrified to go outside now.
First of all, you understand there are gigantic textbooks of infectious diseases that are waiting
right.
for you that are about 1,700 pages long.
Right, They're, but most of them, the ones that we were just mentioning, have been solved. We
no,
thought they
not
were eradicated.
Solved.
They were solved.
We live in a naive delusion that these things don't exist. Thus, people at City Hall can stand by and go, typhus, what? I don't know what you're talking about. There's no typhus here. Yeah, we have small outbreaks now and then. They are full of S. This is a major deal. And we are going to have measles soon.
Oh,
measles is coming your way. In fact, I'm beginning to think we all ought to have our measles titers checked to make sure we're adequately immunized.
Measles what?
Titers.
What's that?
It's the circulating antibodies that keep allow you to fight the measles off. And if your titers
so it's
are
like
not sufficient,
I mean,
when this epidemic, we live in a delusion that we're not biological. Nothing has changed. We just lived in a modern civilization that has broken down. We allow people to languish in the streets. We allow dumps to develop on both sides. We allow rodents to overrun. And the first thing, the first wave is typhus. I knew that would be the first wave.
What are we, Dodger Stadium?
That would not work.
Drew is explaining the worst game of SimCity.
So you're saying that, if I understand correctly, and I don't want to exaggerate this, you're saying that one of us on this conversation, on this phone right now, is likely to die of typhus this year.
My son had typhus.
Drew, get off our phone. Is it through the phone?
Yeah, I mean, this is an endemic problem along the foothills here in Southern California. It's why I've dealt with it my whole career, and it's usually in possums and raccoons. But I noticed when the rats overrun Pasadena, they overran us. I thought, oh my God, we're going to have a typhus outbreak.
Wow.
That was last summer, and now it's continued and it's past the 405 freeway into Long Beach, which I've never seen.
All these rats are just running across the freeway.
Go,
everybody, go! We got typhus!
Is the plague next, Dr. Drew? Is that where this is headed?
No. Well, rats and gnats, there have been three cases in Wyoming of Ursinia, and Ursinia is a natural pathogen in the rats. It just happens to be extremely problematic for humans. Yeah, yes, you may have heard of it. The other name for Ursinia is bubonic plague.
Oh my God.
What are we? I just thought the carpet was wet. I didn't know. Dealing with all of this. Okay.
That's my God.
Dr. Drew. DrDrew.com is where you would go.
Wait, not
at all exaggerated.
Wait, I have one more question, B.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
What if we were to have gotten an email saying there's no mold?
Within 24 hours to 48 hours.
Don't worry about it. No mold.
No mold?
They just know that within 24 to 48
that's
hours.
That's what they're telling us.
That's
we
what the email
trying
said.
To cover
that's
their
one
ass.
One of consult the attorneys that I'm delivering to this afternoon. Don't say anything more. Don't say another word.
But we're rich.
Hey, you know, after this conversation, guys, have a good time.
We have typhoid, but we're rich.
DrDrew.com is where you want to go for all of Dr. Drew's live appearances, his many podcasts, including the Dr. Drew podcast, Adam and Drew, the Swole Patrol
new
with
Mike
Catherine. And let's talk about the new one with Tom Segura. What's this about?
It's on your mom's house. Going to be released just before Valentine's Day with Christina P., his wife. She'll be my first guest. It's Dr. Drew After Dark. It is really funny. It's really good.
Is it sexy?
Tom and Christina set this up for me and asked me kindly to do it, and it's been a lot of fun.
But that title means it's sexy time talk, right,
Dr. It Drew is, After Dark? You know,
yes, go on, doctor. Go ahead.
It goes into territory I don't normally go.
Butt, right? We're talking about the butt?
It's very uncomfortable.
Okay. Plus, you can download the Heal app in the App Store or Google. Please see a doctor now at the comfort of your own home. DrDrew.com, and look for him this afternoon, noon to 3, 790 KABC. Thanks, Doc. This may be the last time we get to talk to you.
Goodbye
before
forever.
One of
those
four
Bye
tickets
forever.
For both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. 1 hour from right now, you're going to have to play a game
Omar is in the studio with us now.
Hey, how are you?
Beer Mug is as well.
Yo.
What happened over the weekend?
Well, I DJ at a wedding. I do weddings on the side almost every weekend.
DJOmarKhan.com.
Yes, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And for this particular wedding, it was fans of the Kevin and Bean Show. Mm-hmm. And we had Shannon and Lloyd on because I pitched Beer Mug to officiate the wedding.
Oh, you pitched? That was your idea?
Yeah, because when they were kind of interviewing me for the DJ gig, they were kind of saying, like, yeah, would you think Beer Mug would be a good kind of fit? And I was like, you know what? I think Beer Mug would do an excellent job because I've worked with him doing mitzvahs. You know, we did a bar mitzvah together, and he was great. So I vouched for Beer Mug.
Okay, but hold on. That's sort of a hype man
position.
That's
an MC hype man position, and that is different than saying you may now kiss the bride. You know, that's a much more serious job.
I don't know. I just thought he would be great. Okay. So I vouched for them, and we had Shannon and Lloyd on, and
we tried to talk her out of it.
Right. Yeah, and they finally agreed, and they said, yep, sign us up. We want Beer Mug to officiate the wedding. And I was like, okay, cool.
Wow.
So my client's about a month out. I always, you know, get the details and finalize everything. So I hit up Beer Mug about a month prior to the wedding. I'm like, hey, dude, get in contact with them and kind of, you know, figure things out. This is on you. It's not on me anymore,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Right. So 2 weeks before the wedding, hey, Muggs, have you reached out?
Oh, no.
But you know Muggs. This is why you're reaching out to him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right? And by the way, I know how Muggs works, and I know he's not going to let me down. This is the weird thing about Beer Mug, so I'm not really sweating it. So a week out. Now I'm starting to sweat a little.
Yeah,
So the groom's, you know, like hitting us up. Hey, have you been ordained, Beer Mug?
No.
Like, I mean, that is important.
Happening? Right. So Beer Mug sends me a text. The wedding is happening on Saturday. He sends me a text on Friday about 6 p.m. Hey, what time's the ceremony?
This
is like 22 hours before the ceremony.
Wow.
Okay. And then I was like, well, I think it's around 4. And then 2 hours later, he sends me another text. He's like, hey, to get ordained, am I supposed to pay?
No.
Oh, my gosh, Mug.
No, I mean, my guess would be it takes 24 hours to be a minister. I'm probably wrong.
Let me tell you something. It takes literally typing in your first and last name and the city you live in to be ordained. It is like that.
What, okay. Universal Life Church?
Life Church.
You just send him a dollar?
Nothing.
I got ripped off. I sent him a dollar. That's nonsense.
So when everything's, he gets ordained and, we're starting the ceremony and...
Hold on, Beer Mug, did you talk to them? Did you get their history?
So all the panic a week leading up, I still hadn't talked to them. So in the email chain that Omar copied me on, Shannon was like, hey, we haven't heard from Beer Mug yet. I'm kind of getting nervous. Has he been ordained? So I called them literally the Saturday before the wedding to get a little
info. Okay, yep. Good.
So it's ceremony time, and Beer Mug shows up, and he's running a little late because it was raining that day. And, you know, understandably, it's his first wedding, and he has a little bit of butterflies in his stomach. But here, let's play the start of the ceremony, and you guys will be the judge.
First of all, we'd like to thank everybody, all the friends and loved ones, gathered here today to celebrate the union of Lloyd and Shannon. First, a couple things I want to get checked off before we get going. Did everybody get their Black Friday shopping done? Okay, good. Number two, very humbled and honored to be here to officiate this wedding. The way that Lloyd and Shannon found me was through one of their favorite radio morning shows, the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Don't bring us into that. Do not do that.
So my radio personality name is Beer Mug. You might have heard of me. But today, I will be officiant Beer Mug. So I wanted to introduce myself real quick. So thank you guys for having me. I'm very humbled.
Great start.
This joyous occasion marks the beginning of a special
chapter. So aside from a couple
of
stammers and stumbles, Beer Mug is doing great.
Yeah, I was really nervous.
Not bad.
Yeah, I was really nervous.
Great personality.
And you're nervous because this is maybe the most important day to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to screw it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the ceremony goes along, and he even kind of personalizes it to their personalities.
They immediately discovered their tremendous mutual love for football, even though they had different teams. Lloyd, a lifelong Niners fan, and Shannon backing the Saints. Shannon, congratulations for the Thursday night win. Lloyd, good luck on Sunday. You're playing a tough team.
I think the one thing that Beer Mug has is the likability.
I don't hate it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got that likability factor. So he does pretty great. And if there was any kind of problem, maybe this was the biggest one.
Today, Lloyd and Shannon have chosen to take this step.
Uh-oh.
Turn my pages here.
How many pages?
Lloyd and
have?
Shannon, please join hands.
But again, he plays it off really well. Yeah. It was not a big deal.
Giant book.
Yeah.
It was, how many pages were there?
It was about 7 pages in a leather bound like binder.
Okay. Yeah. When everything was said and done, the whole ceremony was about 10 minutes long, and here he is closing it out.
All right. Now this is the first time I've ever said this, so I'm very excited. By the power vested in me, by the Universal Life Church, and by the state of California. I am happy to pronounce Lloyd and Shannon as husband and wife. You may kiss your bride, Lloyd.
Oh, Mugs.
Very good, right?
Excellent job.
That was really good.
That was great. Okay. Now, let's go. What you guys don't know is that Lloyd and Shannon also hired him to MC the reception party.
They already had classy Mugs.
Yes.
Now they're asking for the real Mugs.
Yeah. Do it all, baby.
So they have a wedding. Wedding MC here, and so this is Beer Mug before the grand entrance, kind of trying to hype the people up.
Sure.
Oh no!
All right, you guys, it's about that time where we start this party. You guys ready to party? I love it. All right.
Could have been a little bit more energy.
I think I was on an adrenaline dump from the ceremony.
Sure. Yay!
So I was like, I got to kind of psych myself up again. So it could have been better.
And, you know, when you're hosting a wedding, it's like hosting a red carpet. There's a certain amount of cheesiness that kind of goes to it. You have to kind of cheese it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Beer Mug, I think, did well. Here's a little piece of the grand entrance.
There they are. Looking beautiful. Next up, Teresa, escorted by Felipe.
That's a wedding party right there.
Not bad.
He's great.
Not bad.
He's great.
Just wait for it.
Okay.
So then,
is coming up.
So as the night progresses, he's feeling the crowd. He's getting more comfortable on the microphone. And that's like the biggest mistake you can get, you know, when you get really comfortable. So here he is introing the maid of honor for her speech.
Maid of honor, Jenny. Here she comes. Jenny from the block.
Oh,
here you go.
Come on, man.
What? He's got a little comfortable and a little bit of vodka.
I like it.
Come on, man.
Okay, so now the party started. Okay, when I do my gigs by myself, I do the basic introductions. I do everything. But when it's party time, I'm off the mic.
Right.
I don't talk. I don't try to get people on the dance floor. That's not my jam. However, Lloyd and Shannon hired Beer Mug to do his thing.
Okay.
And he was like an artist.
So they wanted him to do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
It was just like, I told Beer Mug, you do your thing, whatever you're feeling, do, because that's what you're here for. Okay.
All right.
So he just decides that he's just going to talk over songs,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
So this is clip number one.
If you guys know the dance to this one, I expect to see it. Oldie but goodie.
You're like, oh, oh. He's like the DJ Khaled of weddings.
Only the goodie.
Another one.
As the night goes on, he gets more comfortable.
Oh, man.
Whenever I DJ, I never plan out my sets. I mean, I'm like a, what you call, like an open format DJ. Mm-hmm. I'm going anywhere from like
guns. Feel the
room. Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, book me for your wedding, people. DJArmacon.com. Mm-hmm. I'm really good.
Me too.
Yeah. So he sees that I'm going to go from a Britney song into a Shaggy song, and we have to make a last call announcement.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, hey, dude, before he pulls me aside, before you go into.
These are always the best ideas.
Yeah,
when he pulls you aside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, before you go into Shaggy, give me kind of like a little instrumental kind of thing.
No, and not Shaggy.
And I'm going to do something. Yes, right?
Yes.
No.
And this happens.
All right, you guys. It is last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. You got about 15 minutes. Last call
for
alcohol.
Oh, no.
If you can hear my voice, last call for alcohol. I didn't make up the rules. I just follow them. It wasn't me.
I mean,
hit the post.
hit the post.
Smack that post.
I'm going to say I don't hate it.
Okay. I wish you actually did your Shaggy.
Same with me.
Oh, wait. All right.
Oh, well, the Shaggy love doesn't stop there. Oh, because this started happening.
It wasn't me.
Oh, all right.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't me.
We got it.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Like the crowd there is probably... By the way, everybody was into it.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, they were like, what are you doing?
What's he
like,
doing?
Yeah, everybody was totally into it. It was a great time.
When I stopped saying it wasn't me, because I thought I was getting annoying, one guy looked at me, he's like, what are you... Come on!
Keep the party going. What's wrong with you?
Okay, so Beer Mug had a couple of drinks, but he was not smashed.
Okay.
But here he is yelling at the bride and groom, and he sounds like he's blasted, but he's really not. Check it out.
Lloyd and Shannon, get on in here, Lloyd and Shannon.
And
superstar.
Here's some more magic.
On fire!
And the way he's just yelling, on fire! On fire! And then I think at certain times he would forget that he left the mic open and he would just sing along to songs. He's just singing along at a wedding.
What you want for mugs though, right?
And he's like pointing out obvious things.
Oh, we got the train going! We got it.
We got it.
That's it. That's his announcement. We got it.
It's the train, everybody.
Yeah. And this is the final clip. Here he is closing out the reception.
All right, you guys. One more time. Give it up for the bride and groom. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much. Have a safe drive home. If you're going home, enjoy football Sunday tomorrow. My name is Beer Mug. That's DJ Omar Khan. You guys are awesome.
You don't hear the crowd that much because you only hear Muggs' mic, but the crowd is going insane.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Muggs.
They were on the dance floor the entire night.
Good job, Muggs.
So, I mean, you know, honestly.
DJOmarKhan.com, hire Muggs.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been nice working with you guys.
We're minutes away from Allie telling us how infrequently people change their underwear.
No, again, we're breaking these kind of things over the radio, and it feels odd to me that we just are ruining people's lives.
It's National Radio Day. It's what we do, Jensen.
Right.
First, though, we played some tape yesterday from a guy who went viral with his video. He has a very heavy Chicago accent, and he was doing the right thing.
Johnny Chicago, you want to
just walk in the studio?
Hey, how you guys doing over here? If we're gonna play that guy again who rescued a coyote, I'm not gonna have that over here this morning.
Well, I understand. I gotcha. Go Bears. So he sees this coyote who's in very bad shape and does the right thing and rescues it, and presumably doesn't take it home, cook it, eat it, presumably gets it some help and releases it back into the wild. Mm-hmm. But people were just enamored by his very Chicago accent. Although, Johnny Chicago, you were not impressed by it at all.
Hell no, F that guy.
Jeez.
All right, so we got an email from our frequent listener, Edwin. God bless Edwin. Mm-hmm. I hope you'll consider him to replace me when I leave the show. And he made an instant request where he wanted to hear the Chicago coyote guy talk to the guy from the video a couple years ago, Ali's guy from Boston.
I forgot about the Boston
the
whale
one
guy.
With the whale.
Yes.
Jay, look at this whale.
Look at this whale.
So, Edwin, we thought it was a great idea. We went to DJ Omar Khan to see if we could work it up. Here's your instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
No, it's okay. Hey.
It's a baby.
It's okay.
Whale,
shh,
man.
Shh.
Holy
shh.
We are witnessing a baby whale right here, dude. Holy
shh. Come here. Hey.
What is that thing, dude?
I'm not gonna with you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not that tough. Come here. Hey.
Jay, let's get it. That thing looks hurt, Jay.
You gotta go to a rehab facility or something.
That thing is hurt, bro. Holy look at this thing.
Listen to me. Hey, you probably got mange. Maybe you got rabies. I should have brought my goddamn gloves.
Oh, man. Jay, let's pull
it's
it
okay.
in, Jude. Oh,
okay.
my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
You need help.
Oh, my God. That thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something, dude.
Did some redneck shoot your parents? What's going on?
You wanna try Come to pull on. It in?
It's okay.
Let's hook
I'm
it.
Not gonna f*** with you. Not in a bad way, but please don't bite me. But I've had my rabies spider.
Oh, man, that thing's just dead.
It's okay. What happened to your fox?
What the hell is it?
Yeah? I think you gotta come with me.
Let's pull up next to that, bro. Let's help it.
It's gonna take you to a rehab.
Same guy, by the way. Mm-hmm.
My friend Cece works in a rehab. Shh, it's okay.
Oh, man, we're calling the Coast Guard.
That was cute. You think you're tough. You're trying to show me you're tough. I believe you. I believe you're so tough.
Well, if that's a flounder, man, let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Come on, let's go. Oh, my God, you're emaciated.
Jay, that is still good meat on that fish kid.
Please don't bite me. Please don't bite me or give me mange.
Look at that thing.
Oh, you too. Uh-oh. You're probably sick.
It needs help, whatever it is, dude. It's dying.
Okay. Have we not established that I'm not going to eat you?
Jay's got a little fishing hook. Are you... me, that's the hook you come. Oh my God, oh, we got it.
You're pretty underweight, and you know, you didn't want any of that turkey jerky I gave you.
Oh man, Jay, that is a that's a tuna, bro.
I just seen a tick jump ship.
Oh my God,
which means that either there's some sort of problem with your blood flow,
holy Jay,
or the tick itself thinks you don't stand a chance, but I'm gonna see that you have a chance.
Let's get it in the boat, bro. Yeah. All right, let's get it.
I was gonna, you know what I was gonna do? Is take you to a nice rehab facility.
Oh my God.
And then they'll release you back to the wild and you can go eat some feral cats and squirrels and stuff like that, you know?
This is crazy.
Unbelievable. Right?
Come on. Now, yes, I know there are TV executives listening. If there is not a show on the air this fall starring those two guys,
especially curious to get your take on it, Allie. It's Leggingsgate that has been ripping the nation apart. At Notre Dame, I guess a mom of a student there on the 25th of March wrote a letter to the newspaper. I've thought about writing this letter for a long time. I waited, hoping that fashions would change and such a letter would be unnecessary, but that doesn't seem to be happening. I'm not trying to insult anyone or infringe upon anyone's rights. I'm just a Catholic mother of four sons with a problem that only girls can solve.
Mm-hmm.
Leggings.
Oh, what's the problem?
How do you solve a problem like leggings, right?
Is that your Sound of Music?
Yeah, it's what it was, yeah. The emergence of leggings as pants some years ago baffled me. They're such an unforgiving garment. Last fall, they obtruded painfully on my landscape. Boy, that's a great sentence.
It's not bad.
Last fall, they obtruded painfully on my landscape.
Yeah. Edgar Allan Poe-esque.
I was at a mass at the Basilica with my family. In front of us was a group of young women, all wearing very snug-fitting leggings and all wearing short-waisted tops so that the lower body was uncovered except for the leggings. Some of them truly looked as though the leggings had been painted on them.
Mm-hmm.
A world in which women continue to be depicted as babes by movies, video games, music videos, etc., makes it hard on Catholic mothers to teach their sons that women are someone's daughters and sisters, that women should be viewed first as people, and all people should be considered with respect. If I could go off script for a minute here, doesn't it sound like all women should be treated, considered with respect, except the part where we allow them to dress how they're comfortable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
I talked to my sons about Princess Leia and how Jabba the Hutt tried to steal her personhood by putting her into a slave girl outfit in which her body became the focus. That's the only scene in the whole franchise in which Leia appears that way, and it's forced upon her.
FYI, this is the second story now where fictitious things are entering into the world of reality, and that's concerning to me, but go on.
I will say, if I wore the slave girl outfit to mass, I'd be inappropriate.
Yes. It's hardly fair to compare them to leggings, right?
Right.
I mean, aren't leggings, if you're not wearing pajamas in college, you're wearing leggings.
Absolutely.
That's just the standard outfit for college
just
girls.
Sweats that women with really rockin' bodies can pull off.
Yeah.
They're
comfortable.
Yeah.
And by the way, lady, I don't want to jump ahead too far here, but we're not responsible for your son or husband having trouble controlling his erection because a woman decides to be comfortable and wear leggings.
That's the point of this whole email, is stop making my sons horny.
Yes.
Is the whole point of the email. And you know what I say to that, lady? F off. Keep going, because now the whole city has turned against her. But keep going, because I hope her sons never have sex again.
Leggings are hardly slave girl outfits, and no one is forcing them on the countless young women who wear them. Which, by the way, is my point. No one is forcing them. This right. isn't like you're taking somebody and saying, we insist you wear this. This is a grown-ass woman who wants to wear something that's appropriate and comfortable in her day.
Yeah, it's not the school uniform.
Right. But I wonder why no one thinks it's strange that the fashion industry has caused women to voluntarily expose their nether regions this day. I wasn't aware that vaginas were involved here. Yeah. Were you?
Some leggings are clear in the front, and they just show your whole hoo-ha.
Yeah, oh, I didn't realize that.
She's making it seem like they're wearing the prince pants.
Right.
With like the
right,
butt
the cutout butt.
Butt cheeks, right.
Yeah.
I was ashamed for the young women at Mass, but why don't you just pray for them and shut up, lady?
Right. Yeah.
I thought of all the other men around and behind us who couldn't help but see their behinds. My sons know better than to ogle a woman's body, certainly when I'm around and hopefully also when I'm not. They didn't stare and they didn't comment afterward, but you couldn't help but see those blackly naked rear ends. Why has it got to be black, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to see them, but they were unavoidable. How much more difficult is it for young guys to ignore them? All right, here's where she starts to swat down some of the defenses that these hussies have made about wearing leggings. I've heard women say that they like leggings because they're, quote, comfortable, which, by the way, is not a word that needs to be in quotes.
No,
they wear
them
because they're comfortable. So are pajamas. So is nakedness, which, again, is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, by the way, nakedness is not comfortable out in public.
No.
That's true. And no one is suggesting that people go to Mass with no clothes on.
Right.
The human body is a beautiful thing, but we don't go around naked because we respect ourselves and we want to be seen as a person, not a body, like slave girl Leia. She's really hung up on Empire Strikes Back.
My gosh, have you seen any other movies?
We don't go naked because we respect the other people who must see us, whether they would or not. They're not just my sons. They're the fathers and brothers of your friends, the male students in your classes, the men of every variety who visit campus. I'm fretting. Both because of unsavory guys who are looking at you creepily. By the way, lady, you're the one who's looking at them creepily. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And nice guys who are doing everything to avoid looking at you. For the Catholic mothers who want to find a blanket to lovingly cover your nakedness and protect you, to find scarves to tie over the eyes of their sons to protect them for you. Last paragraph. Leggings are so naked, so form-fitting, so exposing. Could you think of the mothers of sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead? Let Notre Dame girls be the first to turn their backsides on leggings. You have every right to wear them, but you have every right to choose not to. Thanks for listening to the lecture. Catholic moms are good at those. Her name is Marianne White.
Yeah. Stop horning up my son.
Yeah.
Yep. So you can imagine every girl in the school turned out the next day in leggings.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a mass. They may wear nothing else.
Yeah.
But leggings.
I wonder if she put that same energy into emails and letters about, you know, pedophilia, mm-hmm. priests getting into some real bad sitches over mm-hmm. there in Catholicism, or if it's just about women wearing pants that are making her and her husband horny.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say here if she's written any other strongly worded letters to the editor, but she certainly had 600 words on the leggings she saw at church. That's
you know,
for sure.
Come to Judaism. We love those pants.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, we love it.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, but can we just say,
sure.
Don't you think her four sons seeing that letter were like, great mom.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm never getting laid now. Because she did a huge disservice to her family.
Yeah, thanks for putting your real name on the letter, mom. Appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
Reflects well on all of us.
Honestly.
This, just after ladies 7 o'clock. Ladies. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Adam Carolla will join us in studio. Right now it's time for...
Dumb.
I love these stories because they're not me.
No. They could be at any moment.
They could very well be. Mm-hmm. Six men in court after stripping off and throwing poo at each other on train.
Oh. Wait, what?
Surprised? Some of the poop grenades, in quotes, went astray and struck a female passenger.
Oh.
Can that be counted as assault?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That seems bad, right?
You could absolutely. I mean, throwing poo at someone is assault.
Yeah.
The group, aged 21 to 27, and males, of course, are also accused of loudly discussing their sexual exploits and asking passengers to expose themselves.
This is six dudes on a train?
Yep.
Good God.
They all face one charge of doing an act of outraging public decency while traveling.
Of a charge.
That was a charge. In the category of what are we paying you for, 20 cops disciplined for eating firefighters' snacks.
Oh.
So it's long been in Michigan, it's long been the policy that the fire department says, hey, police department, come on over anytime, use the restroom if you'd like, take some of our snacks if you'd like, you're welcome.
Mi casa, okay. Su casa.
Correct.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
So then they did some remodeling and they took their snacks and they put them behind a locked door. And they kept disappearing. Mm. So then the fire department complained, the police department started an investigation. They went to the security cameras, found 20 different cops in the police department using a credit card to open the door and get the snacks.
No.
They took all that time to do all of that, and then the fire chief said, okay, now that we figured out what it was, you can all have access to our food again.
What a roller coaster.
Wow.
What are we paying them for? What's happening here?
How nice is the fire department? Sure, you stole from us, but here, we'll make it easier for you instead of shimmying or jimmying open a cabinet.
You can shimmy it.
I know. That's how I open doors.
Those are the firefighters you like.
In the category of don't do something illegal while you're doing something illegal. Mm-hmm. In Scotts Valley, California, a few miles from Santa Cruz, a man was under investigation for receiving fraudulent welfare payments going back more than 10 years.
Okay.
In the course of the investigation, the cops discovered that the welfare recipient had purchased a house valued at $1.1 million.
Wow, that's quite an expensive house.
They for a guy on welfare.
Yeah. They got a warrant, they searched the man's house, and they found 115 marijuana plants,
ooh.
90 pounds of processed pot for resale,
mm-hmm.
$115,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. 10 pounds of cannabis resin mm-hmm. and 1,100 vape pen cartridges containing cannabis resin.
Smoke mm. weed every day.
I don't think that's the point.
No, no. He should smoke weed every
he
day.
He should smoke weed every mm-hmm. day. Okay.
We had enough.
And a couple that I have audio from. This one is one of my favorites because I got to be honest, I'm surprised and disappointed in myself that I don't have a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah, that you've like, talked about it. Yeah.
That's something I should have.
Yeah,
and I have so many t-shirts for ammo.
Yeah, he wanted a t-shirt cannon, and then when you saw that hot dog cannon, right? That's kind of
yeah. And I emailed Jimmy, and I said, "There's got to be a way I can get my hands on a t-shirt cannon or a hot dog
right.
cannon." He's like, "I'm sure that could be arranged."
Yeah,
and stupid me didn't follow up.
Yeah, gotta
could you
send
imagine
that
having like a double though? Like you could press a button and it's hot dogs, press a button and it's shirts.
That'd be pretty strong.
Nice.
And then you could choose depending on
yeah,
who you're shooting it at.
Whatever you're in the mood for.
An Oklahoma woman was arrested after authorities say she used a t-shirt gun to launch contraband into a prison. She packed it full of contraband
no.
and then shot it over the fence.
She should be celebrated.
That's what I'm saying.
And a new Lagaw woman is in jail tonight, accused of using a t-shirt gun to launch contraband over the wall at the North Fork prison in Sayre.
Now listen to all the stuff that she launched.
Genius.
Security says they saw the package launched over the fence, and then state troopers pulled over Carrie Jo Hickman not far from the prison. DOC says the package of contraband contained a cell phone, earbuds, chargers, meth, pot, and tobacco.
Why did meth not lead that off?
So calmly.
She's like, earbuds. Math,
right.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a lot to put in a t-shirt kind
yeah.
of cannon, right?
Yes,
that's crazy.
DOC says the package of contraband contained a cell phone, earbuds, chargers, meth, pot, and tobacco. Troopers say they found that t-shirt gun and another package inside Hickman's car. Records show Hickman has several drug convictions and just got out of prison in January.
Oh, well.
Just got out of prison in January.
She'll be bad.
Where'd she pick it? Where's she just driving around getting a t-shirt done?
Yeah.
Stop at CVS?
That's my thing is, where do you find those?
Yeah, you don't just
I mean,
stumble.
There has to be a place because obviously all sports teams have them.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I assume maybe she stopped by a minor league baseball game.
I got to get me one. That's all there is to it. And I don't know if you guys saw the police chase Tuesday night.
Mm-mm.
In Pacoima.
Oh, good.
It was a slow speed chase and one of the weirdest endings. And you know, I love the car chases, and every single time the ending is usually dull. The guy gets out, puts his hands behind his head, and arrested, blah, blah. The end of this chase was spectacular.
We begin with breaking news at 11 and a pursuit ending like no other.
The pit maneuver we have seen many times, but it's what happened right after that was so unusual. The suspect had some maneuvers of his own.
All right, so the pit maneuver, of course, is when the cop hits the back of the car in front of him and it spins it.
Yeah, tail out.
And then they all sort of surround him and he's caught.
Turns out he gets out of the car. Puts on a little dance performance right in the middle of Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
He gets out of the car and starts break dancing.
Was it good?
Yes!
Awesome!
Pardon from me!
While multiple officers surround him, he does an impromptu little dance here, as you see. Our own Chris Christie was live overhead in Air 7 HD. This is how Chris called it as that suspect started to bust a move.
Oh, okay. Suspect doing some breakdancing here in the middle of the roadway, and he is definitely playing games with officers now, putting on quite a show for the CHP helicopter, which has now arrived on scene as well.
Maybe he thought he was on a spotlight. We don't know.
No!
No. A lot of better jokes could have went there.
Yeah.
So he thinks he could dance.
Right?
Shortly after that dance performance, he got on his knees, put his hands on his head like he was supposed to, and cuffed by CHP officers and taken into custody. This pursuit began in Calabasas as a failure to yield. It went across the 101, the 405, and the 118 freeways before ending on Laurel Canyon Boulevard in Pacoima.
Wow. Imagine breakdancing with cops surrounding you, pointing their gun at you.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's pressure.
How did you know my fetish?
That's a competition show I would watch.
Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up in an hour from right now. Jensen, you have some questions about being a new dad.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't sort of put me in a guilty place
admitting it will.
To some of these things.
I don't think it will.
Look, just because your dad left your family doesn't mean you're going to leave yours.
Not at all what happened.
Right.
I was very interested in a story that Ali brought us earlier this week about emojis. I mean, I think I am a modest user of emojis. I don't go overboard with them, but I think they're very effective. I like having them available to me. And I have on many occasions thought, why isn't there, fill in the blank, that emoji? Mm-hmm. And you had a story about somebody who went on quite the campaign to get theirs.
Yeah, Kendall Jackson Winery wanted a white wine emoji. So they did a 19-page proposal to the emoji people on why they needed it. And it was declined.
Why?
They basically think it has to do with, oh, if we do a white wine, then we're going to have to do a rosé.
Right.
We're
going
to have to do a Zinfandel. Then
no,
we're gonna,
you don't have to do all that.
They're saying they're going to have to do all that. There's
Nonsense.
Already a red wine emoji. There's already there's a champagne emoji. And there's a champagne, like two flute glasses clicking.
A cheers, yeah.
A cheers. So I feel like... Would it kill you to do a white wine?
I feel like a red wine and a white wine emoji would cover 98% of the times that people would want to use a wine emoji.
I feel like that's true. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to know how the guy filled up 19 pages in that presentation.
They
that
need to release it. I need to read it. And I then need to meet whoever this Kendall Jackson person is. And they've got a lot of time on their hands, so I know they could fit me in. It's just too good.
Now, before I tell you what the most requested emojis are, and mm-hmm. we start taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 on the emoji that you wish you had. I understand our friend Jimmy Kimmel has been on a campaign not too long ago for emoji as well.
He wanted to get a meatball emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he went to the emoji people. By the way, and I learned in this interview that once an emoji, always an emoji. They don't take any of them down or back.
Well, except the gun.
Oh, the gun. Okay,
they did
maybe
take
that
gun
was the exception.
Out.
But that's what she says is their policy is once it's there, it's always there. Mm-hmm. And there was no... meatball. So Jimmy had a presentation. He had a little projector and a little screen.
Mm-hmm.
The meatball emoji. What is a meatball? Meat in the shape of a ball. We've done some market research on this. These are people who use emojis. These are people who enjoy meatballs. You cross them over, 93% of the people of the world love both emojis and meatballs.
I mean, including the vegetarians?
Yeah.
Yes. And she, by the way, when Jimmy Kimmel there with cameras said, we'll think about it.
Ouch. I don't know how they decide.
I don't either.
Because they must get a lot of requests. In 2019, 230 new emojis were approved for release this year.
230, huh?
Yes.
That's more than I would have ever expected.
Agree, too.
I would think they'd put like 20, 30, maybe 50 tops.
Yes. The number one emoji, by the way, again, your calls on the emoji that you wish we had, 1-800-520-1067. The number one emoji that has been requested by users, I think makes a lot of sense, and it is happy tears. It's an emoji with a sense of being proud or emotional in a happy way.
Yeah, so they're not smiling, but it's a sweet smile.
Yeah, crying,
happy tear.
Crying with a smile.
I kind of thought the two rivers of, you know, the...
No, that's laughing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's more laughing.
I think. Because this one is just a gentle smile, and it's like, oh, I'm tearing
I've
up
never
at
known
this.
That emojis are really about the person who's looking at them. It's really a perspective thing. I thought that was funny. I was laughing my face off.
I'm tearing up, though. Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
I didn't see it. I thought it was happy.
Okay. The number two request is a salute emoji. Which was also a popular request in 2018 and in 2017. So it just shows the little emoji face and then a hand, you know, up there where you would salute.
I like
and
that.
That would be enormously useful for so many stories that you see that involve the military, right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
A new white heart emoji came out this year, which had been a popular request in the past. The demand is on now for a pink heart emoji. Lots of heart emojis.
How many different hearts do we need?
76. Popular.
So far, there is no pink. Let me see. Hang on.
There's red
pink hearts. But they're like double hearts. There's a regular heart, yes. Then like one up next to it.
Yeah.
Right. Let me see what some of the other requests are. A Wi-Fi symbol is a request.
I like that.
Okay.
Why would you use that?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Do you have, and then the thing. Do you have the emoji code, the Wi-Fi code?
Oh, code. I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like Wi-Fi takes so long to type?
Yeah.
Here's one that we Taylor Swift fans would love.
Oh, which yes.
Is, snake.
Which is to make, they got that, which is to make a heart with your hands.
Oh, so hands. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, I can you know what I mean? See that.
Yeah, that would be something.
It doesn't have to be a Taylor Swift thing.
Well, but I mean...
Because a lot of people do that.
A grimacing face with smiling eyes is a request. A bashful face is another request.
Okay.
A woman in a tuxedo is a request, which apparently does exist on Twitter, but is not available on iOS. Here's one, Jensen, of interest to you.
Mm-hmm.
A man holding a baby is not available. There is a woman holding a baby, but not a father with a child.
Everybody knows men don't hold their babies till they're two.
Right? There's a man holding a baby. I'm looking at it.
Interesting. Well, it's on the list of... on the list here.
Maybe they accepted it.
So maybe they accepted it.
It might just be a woman with short hair.
Let me see.
Katie Lang holding a baby.
a person with crutches, a person with a cane.
Oh,
okay. Not available. A lime. I mean, we got 11.
A lime.
Don't have a lime. And a couple more. A honey badger.
Yes, neat.
Oh, he don't care.
a black cat. Is there no black cat emoji?
No.
I don't think there is.
That is a surprise.
Yeah.
Now, you have heard me complain about there being no ukulele and being no accordion. I'm furious about both of those.
And how would you use those?
Well, obviously...
You don't play either.
First of all, I am a euchre, so I would use
that. You have one, you don't play it.
No. I am a euchre.
When would you use it?
Once euchre, always euchre. Second of all, any owl-related conversation you'd play, you'd use the accordion,
weird owl.
Right? Clarinet. There is no emoji for a clarinet or a flute and no disco ball. Believe it or not, somebody has requested a toothbrush.
I think that makes sense.
What, a toothbrush?
A toothbrush. Yeah, I'm going to the dentist. Toothbrush emoji.
Somebody would like to see...
I think that's
Does
good.
Does that add anything to your conversation?
Somebody would like to see more planets. So far, there's only Earth and the Moon and the Sun. Where are the planets? Where's your Saturn? Where's your Mars?
Where's Uranus?
It was easy, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And two more before we go to the calls here is Casey, finger on the button girl. Great idea. She would like to see the spinning pinwheel of death as an emoji. When you are waiting on something.
Oh, that's a great one.
Wouldn't that be great?
Because that happens so often.
You know it happens all the time.
You know what I'd like to see?
What?
Freckles. Someone with freckles.
Oh, interesting.
We need someone with freckles.
We have 1,000 faces. None of them have freckles.
Throw some dots on them. And yes, there's a bear face emoji, but there's no bear like upright body emoji. And we need a bear.
You need a full bear.
Yeah, we need a full bear.
How would you use that?
Well, for me, I'd say, oh, here's a hug and do the bear. Or for my gay friends, I'd be like, you going out tonight? Bear.
Bear, got it.
Yeah.
Christy would also like, and Kevin, I think you'd support this, a mac and cheese emoji.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where the hell is
of
that?
Of course.
All right. So let's get to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. You've heard some of the ones others have requested. What are you looking for and why? Chris will get us started on line 5. He's in North Hollywood. Chris, thank you for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Meet Show. What emoji is lacking that you need?
Hey, party people.
Hi there.
Hey, I want to see a moose emoji.
A moose?
And why is that?
How would you use that?
You know, how wouldn't you use it?
It's a great point.
It's a great
counter
point. He does have a point.
You know what? You convinced us.
I don't have an answer for that.
1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on K-Rock.
To head to foster the people, let's take one phone call from Emma. We're talking about emojis and which ones we need. Good morning, Emma.
Hi. I think we need a rock emoji.
A rock?
Like Dwayne Johnson?
No.
Like rock and roll?
You know, there's a flower and a leaf. We need a rock.
A rock.
Just a rock.
How would you use a rock emoji? Like if you were going to throw it at someone?
Maybe, but like also me and my friends will play rock, paper, scissors over text in the group chat. And there's a paper and a scissors, so why not have a rock?
That is brilliant,
that
is, by the way.
That's the smartest idea I've heard from emojis.
Yes.
Plus,
okay.
Kevin could send it to Robbie Joyner.
That's right. Also, it's an easier way to tell your friends you're stoned.
Emma, we will allow it. If we had anything to do with making emojis happen, we would get that done for you. But thank you for the call. Maybe somebody's listening who can. Dear Kevin and Bean, why is there a dumpling emoji and not a burrito emoji? That's racist, man. You know what, Omar? I think you're right. We'll take your calls coming up next on K-Rock.
Show me a bong emoji.
Yeah. Hey, where's the bong emoji?
Right.
Is that one coming?
A bong
emoji.
I don't see it on here, but you have to click like 18 different things to get
okay.
to it.
What about the weed leaf?
From the 818, how about a marijuana leaf emoji? By the way, that's legal in half of America now. There certainly should be a weed leaf emoji.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for Adler to have his first phone and get the weed leaf emoji.
Look, he's growing up in an age where marijuana is completely acceptable. There's no reason to hide him from the weed emoji.
No, I hope he's a narc.
We're talking about emojis that don't exist that should at 1-800-520-1067. A lot of people have a lot of great ideas. We're getting some texts, some calls. Let's go to Cameron. She's in Sherman Oaks. Up next, line 3, please.
Morning, Cameron.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'd like a blood emoji. I know they have the needle, but I need like a drop of blood.
Are you a vampire? What up?
Are you a killer?
Are you a woman?
No, so when my husband says, hey, what's up tonight? I just give the blood emoji.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Meaning you're going to stab him in his sleep.
Don't even come home.
I've got good news.
Yeah, the red tide is upon us.
Yeah.
Deal,
yeah,
you know?
No, we got it.
I've got good news for you, Cameron. It's on its way. A blood drop emoji is on its way.
Let's take credit for it.
Yeah,
we talked him into it.
Just hooked Apple. It's coming through.
That's good news.
It is good news.
Except
apparently,
for your husband.
They had submitted originally blood-stained panties. That was rejected. But undeterred, they sent in for a blood drop, and that has been accepted.
Okay.
About that.
It's fortunate that your husband's girlfriend is on a different cycle.
Right. I mean, there's that.
Okay. Glad we're all on the same page. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Danielle Sherman Oaks up next, line 4 on K-Rock.
Morning, Danielle.
Hi, good morning. Emojis we need. I'm mixed, so I don't see a lot of curly-haired emojis.
Oh.
Any woman with curly hair, there's like a bunch of different shades of people, but different types of hair textures, I would say.
Let me say this to you, Danielle. You have a sister in Anna who writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, how about a person with the curly hair? Hmm. They have a black girl emoji, but she has straight hair, and we're not all Stacey Dash. Just saying.
Well, thank God we're not all Stacey Dash.
So, yeah. You know what?
That's a great idea.
It's so weird that they have gone so far with the various skin tones and stuff, but they're way behind on the hair. That's a great idea.
Yeah, even redhead. There's no redhead emoji or... Yeah.
Well, that might be on purpose.
Because redheaded people have no soul.
Dare you.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
No, there are now redhead emojis, and for some reason I have curly hair emoji, and I can do any skin tone on that.
Let me see what you're
talking
about.
Yeah.
I have Android, so maybe that's...
Oh,
no. Get off our phone.
Beat it, Danielle.
I gotta make the switch.
You got to. Yeah, I see all sorts of curly girls.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for the call. Here's a couple more that have been texted in. Same number, 1-800-520-1067. From the 661.
one wants a garlic emoji. Not sure why. Pirate wants a, on Twitter, at Kevin and Bean, a Kevining emoji.
How dare you?
And also an empty gas tank for the Zero Club.
Oh, that's good. By the way, garlic is on its way, as well as a yo-yo and a pinching hand.
Oh, I'm so happy there's a yo-yo.
Here's some others in the 220 that were accepted for this year. I see a seeing eye dog. I see a skunk, a juice box. I see a safety vest.
Mm-hmm.
These are all usable.
Wheelchairs, prosthetic limbs, hearing aids.
By the way, Veronica from Covina was asking where the hell a wheelchair is, and she's absolutely right.
On its way.
From the 949, we need a mother effing sloth emoji.
It's on its way. I'm so excited.
Yes. I see a sloth.
And he's hanging from a tree. It's the best.
I mean, there's not much longer in 2019. We got to get this thing popping. Yeah. We're halfway done.
How about this from the 909? Hey, guys, regarding emojis, we need, how about a braces emoji or a smiley face with braces? How is there not one already? Says Letty from Riverside.
That's true.
That's a great question.
Braces. All
right. I see a kite, a yo-yo. I see an ice cube.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like it's romper room, but I see a bunch of really cool things here.
Let's go to Candace Fullerton up next, line six. I think we'll like this one as well. Candace, thank you for listening and for hanging on. What's up?
Hey, I would like to see a pulling my hair out emoji. I'm tired of having to use like the car and the middle finger and the angry face to show how upset I am. Even if it's my own fault that I'm late.
All right. Pulling out your hair emoji is
You need to back away from your phone, Candace. I'm no doctor. It doesn't sound like you have a healthy relationship with emojis.